This just in, the president was speaking at the Air Force graduation, and during the ceremony, he tripped and fell. Secret Service agents and an Air Force official came to the president's aid. You can see it right here. In a tweet, the White House communications director said the president is fine.
He's fine. Pay no attention. Everything's good. Vote for him. That's Katie Turd at MSDNC yesterday. After the president of the United States collapsed and fell, a sandbag attacked him. There was a woman that looked suspiciously like Hillary Clinton just on the other side of the divider there. We were hypothesizing last night that that Hillary Clinton-looking woman might have brought a box of marbles and dumped the box of marbles out onto the stage as Joe Biden was going by. But they're blaming a black sandbag. Not a white sandbag, a black sandbag. You know, he didn't want his kids going to school in a racial jungle either. He was against school integration, racial integration. Ask Joe Biden. Big fall, 80-year-old man, you don't want to see that. I saw it, and I mean, honestly, this is true. My first reaction was, I hope he didn't hurt himself. And I said out loud, I hope he didn't break a hip. Hope he didn't break a hip. Now, the Washington Post today, they kind of softened the blow for him, too. They said that he fell to his knees. He fell to his knees. He did fall to his knees and then to his hip and then to his right side and his elbow and his hands. And I don't think he hit his head, but other than that, he went down. Down goes Biden. Down goes Biden. And he went down to the United States Air Force Academy where he was giving the commencement address. It's got to be kind of embarrassing to graduate from the U.S. Air Force Academy when Joe Biden is the commencement speaker. I know he's the commander-in-chief and the president of the United States, but still, it's got to be kind of sad, I'm thinking. Well, happy Friday to you, and welcome. We got some global warming going on in D.C. today, don't we? We got global warming. I think it's going to be 92 degrees in Washington, D.C. today, which happens all the time because it's Washington, D.C., but people like to panic about it now. We're a much more panic-afflicted nation than we used to be even just a few years ago. You know why, Michael? You know why? Democrats. Democrats is the correct answer. That's the reason why. There is so often a one-word answer to these dilemmas. Once again, yeah, 92 degrees. We got global warming going on today. Now, the good news is tomorrow it's going to be 74 degrees. So we got climate change coming. Today, we got global warming. Tomorrow, we got climate change. It's going to be hot today and cooler tomorrow. It's amazing that the weather is political, isn't it? But you know why the weather is political, Michael? Democrats. Democrats is the correct answer. They've politicized the weather. And in doing so, they're actually claiming that they can make the weather better, right? Roman emperors never laid claim to such crazy things, but there were more primitive peoples in the Americas, the Inca and the Maya. They thought that they would be able to affect the weather by sacrificing a lot of children, things like that. Because the Democrats are sacrificing a lot of children, aren't they? They're in many ways pre-Columbian, primitive people, the Democrats. Oh, speaking of which, there was something trending. So we've got Joe Biden at the Air Force Academy. And the news media, you know, he got sandbagged. And, oh, he fell to his knees. No, he was completely down flat. But never mind that. Who was at CNN comparing him to Bruce Springsteen? Because, you know, whenever I think Joe Biden, I think Bruce Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen, it turns out, is 73 years old. He was doing a concert, and he was running up on stage, up some kind of terraced approach to the stage. And he missed it just by a little bit. And he did fall down with his guitar slung over his shoulder, and he fell down. And then he turned it into a bit of a prank, and he laid there on his back, and he kind of made a joke out of it, and he got up. So CNN brought a doctor on to say, oh, well, you know, don't, you know, sure, Joe Biden fell, but Bruce Springsteen fell, because they want to soften the blow and make it, oh, he's like Bruce Springsteen now, because Bruce Springsteen fell. It's good to be a Democrat, isn't it? Pretty amazing stuff. So we got... We got that going, and and he's fine, obviously. I mean, the first thing I was getting ready to do my Newsmax show, and we were going to talk about it and watching the video, and I said, I just want to make sure before we go on and talk about it that he's actually fine. that he hasn't been quietly rushed to the hospital or something, because you'd speak about it differently if he were actually injured. But truth is, he fell pretty well for an 80-year-old man, and he broke his fall, and he's in pretty good shape. And then to show that he's still Ray Nitschke, he jogged to the motorcade. He jogged to the motorcade after the Air Force Academy event. And you may remember when President Trump, and it was 2020, right? Was it 2020? I think it was 2020. Couldn't have been. When was it? That President Trump was at West Point giving the commencement address at West Point, and he cautiously walked down a wet ramp in the rain. And the news media attacked him and said his cognitive abilities and, don't look good and all of that stuff.
It was June of 2020?
Interesting. Okay. All right. That's when it was. And so that was, and the news media went after him, and he's got to take a cognitive test, and he's not up to the job. But now Joe Biden, he's Bruce Springsteen, because it's good to be a Democrat. Know what I'm talking about? Also, Hunter Biden in the news. Hunter Biden plans to claim Second Amendment right to bear arms. They're going to challenge the existence of the law that he broke, okay? He broke the law when he filled out the form to get his handgun that you may remember his brother's widow, with whom he was having sex at the same time that he was having sex with his brother's widow's sister, which is all fine, depending on your family values and everything. But that firearm that he purchased, he lied on the federal form. And now they're saying, well, we're going to challenge the validity of the law and claim that he's got a Second Amendment right to lie on federal forms. This is what his lawyers are saying. And our country is so, Filipino corrupt at this point, my apologies to the Philippines, that they may just get away with it. They'll get an Obama judge, a Biden judge, and they'll say, yeah, this law shouldn't even exist. Can't believe you're being charged with a law that shouldn't even exist, filling out forms. And, they got little boxes you check if you've been arrested, charged, convicted of various things, crimes, drugs, and Hunter Biden lied on the form, and that's fine. That's fine with the New York Times and with CNN. That's fine with all the Democrats. It's a pretty amazing thing. Yeah, and now they're gonna go into court and say, well, this law shouldn't even exist because, my client broke this law, so we need to do away with this law. That's actually what they're going to do. How arrogant is that? Talk about the arrogance of power. Boy. Boy, oh boy. Also, there is an Israeli former military officer, Gal Luft. Gal Luft has gone into hiding and is now in an undisclosed location because he's been charged with crimes in the United States by the Biden Justice Department, the Merrick Garland Justice Department, which isn't corrupt or politicized or anything like that. No, sir. Very interesting. Now speaking out from an undisclosed location because he thinks he's going to get the Vince Foster treatment, end up in Fort Marcy Park rolled up in a Persian rug. And also yesterday, Hunter Biden, about another 10,000 photos were released on a website of Hunter Biden from the laptop. I thought, how many photos were on this laptop, for the love of Mike? The guy, for his lifestyle, you'd think he'd take a lot fewer photos, but no. So another 10,000 photos. And in fact, when I was at Newsmax yesterday, we were trying to get to the photos and the website had crashed either because of popularity and so many people wanted to get to it, or the FBI crashed it because we can't trust the FBI to not crash it at this point. Amazing. Also, the Senate, the United States Senate, they passed the Let's Grow the Debt Bill, which I think is what it ought to be called, and I thought there might be a fight or two over a thing or two in the Senate. But I was wrong. They just rolled right through, apparently, and now it's okay. So we got that going for us. Now, also because the Democrats are still on the loose. Oh, and it's Pride Month. American Pride Month? What is it? What was it? Freedom Pride Month? Capitalism Pride Month? No, it's we just call it Pride Month. And everybody's supposed to say, oh, that means gay pride, because the word pride now only applies to gay, right? And yesterday, it was kind of interesting. A Democrat who has a Twitter account and apparently gets some attention on the Twitter from time to time. This Democrat posted a tweet, and the tweet reads, "Pride Month is not just for gays, comma, trans, comma, and MAPS." MAPS. That's what it says. "No matter your color, creed, sexual orientation, or however you were born, be proud of who you are and what you are." That's what it says. And then there's a rainbow flag, and then a transgender flag, and then a Ukrainian flag, and then the letter G, and then a little globe-looking thing. And, you know, you got to have your decoder ring to keep up with these cases. But wait a minute. Pride Month is not just for gays, trans, and MAPS, I said. So wait a minute. That reminded me of the school teacher in Texas, because you may recall that some people, can you call them some people? Some people use the term MAPS when they're referring to child raping, child molester, pedophiles, right? Like the school teacher in Texas in a high school class, and they were talking about pedophiles, and the students were saying, yeah, it's like a child molester, a pedophile. And the teacher jumped in to say that you can't use that term.
We're not going to call them that. We're going to call them MAPS.
No.
Minor attracted persons.
No.
So don't judge people just because they want to have sex with a five-year-old.
Yeah, don't judge people just because they want to have sex with a five-year-old. So blue no matter what. Blue no matter what. No, it's BLU. No, it's like, vote Democrat no matter what. That's the person's handle on Twitter. With the gay flag, the transgender flag, the Ukrainian flag, the letter G, and a little globe speaking in code. They always accuse us of speaking in code. We're never speaking in code. But the reason is they're projecting. Once again, they do a lot of that. So Blue No Matter What says, Pride Month is not just for gays, trans, and MAPS, like, you know, minor attracted persons. That would be child molesters, which is, you know, I believe that's a felony everywhere you go. Maybe not in California, but that is felony stuff. So now it turns out Pride Month, according to Blue No Matter Who, Blue No Matter Who, is that in the past tense? Because I'm trying to sort that out. Pride Month is not just for gays, trans, and minor attracted person, which is pedophiles. So now this guy, who is a dedicated Democrat apparatchik, is suggesting that this month is also to celebrate, they're always celebrating something, aren't they? Minor attracted persons, which is, child molesters. So June is, it goes deeper than we thought. There's more to it than we had originally thought, and a minor attracted person, a pedophile. Celebrating this month, the pedophiles. So it's pedophile month in Democrat land. Better lock up the kids because they're on the loose. That's pretty crazy stuff. And they're normalizing it. They're mainstreaming it. And look, that's what this whole Targay thing is about, right? And it's about the gay pride wear and products for children. That's the only thing that got any attention, that got people upset. It's like, hey, wait a minute. And then Kohl's, the store, kind of amazing also. It's about the children. And now we've got Mr. Blue No Matter Who. I'll just go ahead and assume that's not a double entendre. Says Pride Month is not just for gays, trans, and MAPS. And MAPS. Minor attracted persons, pedophiles. So he's just putting it right out there. There will be no visit to his house by the FBI, though. Because, you know, they're too busy protecting the Biden family. That's coming up as well. By the way, Targay, their stock hit a 3-year low yesterday, and J.P. Morgan downgraded their stock because they're doing too well. And The Major League Baseball is in the middle of this, too. Got news on Prince Harry. He might be an illegal alien, too. We should probably kick him out of the country. I don't know. Thought we fought a revolution to kick him out of the country. Let's kick him out. We're at 888-630-9625.
I like to be close to the children.
Hey, Chris here with some exciting news. Now you can listen to me live on the WMAL app. Doesn't matter if you're in your car, in the office, on the go, the WMAL app delivers crystal clear around-the-clock news coverage anywhere with cell service or Wi-Fi. So don't miss a second of your favorite shows. Download the WMAL app today on the Apple App Store or at Google Play Store.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
All right, let's go to the telephones here. We're talking about the Hunter Biden legal defense team, one of his legal defense teams, involving one of his crimes, alleged crimes. But this isn't really alleged. We have the documentation, the paperwork. He lied on a form to get a gun about his drug and criminal past, and then they gave him the gun, and then it's a long story, but sorted. Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Phil calling from Fredericksburg, Virginia. Philip, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Mr. Plant, look, this thing with Hunter Biden and his lawyers arguing that these ATF forms are not legal, this is one of those beautiful moments in history where a piece of human slime who's been protected by his political father for so many years can actually reinforce the freedom of the United States citizen, because if they successfully argue that those forms are all illegal, the ATF can't use them against anybody. And because it's the president's son, and because it's so visible, it really strengthens the case that the ATF has been overstepping their bounds all along. And so I don't know how this is going to go. This is going to be real interesting. That particular legal argument has very far-reaching tentacles. And if Hunter Biden gets off on this, it's impossible. You can't make this up. They strengthened the Second Amendment for all of us.
Now, here's what I suspect, Phil. I don't want to be cynical or anything, but I suspect that this will apply only to him, and then it will revert to form. Because, look, I want to remind you of something, Phil. Earlier this year, here's the story. New York State Senate passes statute of limitations bill in wake of Trump indictment. The bill that the Democrats passed in Albany, New York, would pause the statute of limitations for all crimes alleged to have been committed by the sitting president of the United States and passed in the New York State Senate. You see, Phil, what they did in New York is they wanted to prosecute President Trump because a woman accused him of assaulting her at a Bergdorf Goodman dressing room, and she's not quite sure what year, but sometime in the 1990s, decades ago. So what the Democrats did in New York is, and the lawyers came back for Trump and said, well, the statute of limitations has expired on this. So the Democrats in Albany, New York, the state capital, they did away with the statute of limitations so they could try President Trump on this. But the statute of limitations will be restored on Thanksgiving Day this year, and no one else will be tried under this new set of rules, only for Trump.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
Ah, yes. CNN had Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on. Well, actually, they didn't even have him on. They were just talking about him and slandering him and maligning him because he's not singing from the radical, extreme, left-wing Democrat Party sheet music. And that's going to be a problem for him. They don't care what his name is. They'll, you know, they'll assassinate his character. And they fonted him, you know, the graphics on the television screen. They fonted him a Republican. They fonted him a Republican. R, in parentheses, presidential candidate, is the font that they had for Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And it has gotten the attention of a couple of left-wing outlets, and they attack him, you know. So what they do is they attack him because it's what they do. It's what they do. They get the Democrats in California just granted parole to Sirhan Sirhan. We're still waiting on the governor there to let him out of prison. You need the final signature from the governor. But the Democrat-controlled parole board said, Sirhan Sirhan, yeah, sure, let him go. You know, I want him dating my daughter. I want him teaching school, which he'll probably be doing the moment he gets out, and they'll, the Democrats want him out. John Hinckley roams free. He sells tickets to Democrats who want to see him come play guitar badly. They buy all his T-shirts. That's right, John Hinckley sells T-shirts, and Democrats buy them and wear them because there's a sickness out there. There's a definite sickness out there. Yeah, and CNN, the media, well, it was only for 5 seconds that they fonted him a Republican. That's not really a big thing. Well, they only fonted him for 5 seconds. That's how long they font people for 5 seconds. So he's our Republican candidate. No big deal. Our news media. And the reason is that, again, they must assassinate his character and his candidacy because he's not singing from the proper sheet music, so CNN. And it's not like CNN is a legitimate news organization anymore. Honestly, I say this as you probably know, a longtime veteran of CNN, no less. So the blunder was displayed on air for around 5 seconds before it was pulled down. Well, that's just normal. That's how long they leave the font up for, the lower third graphic and the font. Though not before CNN's mistake was spotted by Kennedy's critics on Twitter. This is what the radical extremists at Mediaite, the left-wing radicals at Mediaite, are saying. And it was his critics that spotted it. That's because his critics are watching CNN, right? And so they attacked him. They didn't attack CNN. But lefties say, oh, CNN accidentally got it right. Yeah, he's a Republican. Again, because he doesn't think that, I guess, Pride Month should also celebrate pedophiles, which is what, you know, Mr. Democrat Twitter is doing over here. Minor attracted persons. Don't call them pedophiles. Call them minor attracted persons, right? Don't call them genocidal anti-Semites. Call them
Democrats.
Yeah, it is. Boy, I'm telling you. That's your Democrat Party. It really is. All right, so we've got Joe Biden falling down, and we got some AI news too. That's artificial intelligence. I wish we didn't use abbreviations and codes for absolutely everything, but it's the way that the lunacy is going. I'm going to get to Joe Biden. You know what? Let's get to Joe Biden falling down because it's fun. Let's just say it's fun because it's fun. Here he is. Now, the crowd at the United States Air Force Academy, Colorado Springs, Colorado, they're cheering, but they're cheering not because Joe Biden fell down, an 80-year-old man who's the commander-in-chief fell down. They're cheering because it's graduation day at the Air Force Academy, and the graduates are filling the stadium, the area. And the last graduate had just received the honors, and that's why Joe Biden turned and started to walk away. And then there was a black sandbag, not even a, you know, whatever, Caucasian sandbag. Then he kicked the sandbag and he fell down and it sounded. Now, I noticed almost right away because I saw it happen and the first thing I said out loud was Hillary anywhere? to be found in the area. And then right behind, if you look at the video, right behind where he fell, there is a blonde woman, I would say probably in her 50s, wearing big sunglasses, sitting back in the first row right where he fell. And I was at Newsmax when I saw it with Patrice Onwuka, who was on our excellent show last night. And Patrice is wonderful. And we were sitting there, and I said, that woman looks a lot like Hillary. Maybe we should take a closer look. We were watching on a small TV screen. Maybe we should take a closer look. And Patrice said, maybe she brought a bag of marbles and dumped them out in front of Biden as he was walking away. And then Biden got up and pointed at the black sandbag. He's like, the sandbag attacked me. And it's framing Hunter, too. It's for the black sandbag is framing Hunter Biden. So this is what it sounded like. Woo! Uh-oh. Down goes Biden. And the crowd presumably was not cheering the president of the United States, an 80-year-old man falling down. And then he makes a big funny joke. And he did. Like he took the fall pretty well. And he got up, and there were Air Force officers there helping him get up. And he hit his medic alert. He's got his medic alert around his neck. It's the president's fallen and he can't get up. It has a little presidential seal on it, but he quickly hit his medic alert button. I got sandbagged, he said. It's the helicopter, the Marine One helicopter. Oh, speaking of which, once again, yesterday I was driving in Washington, D.C., and flying over my head, I'm kind of a helicopter watcher in Washington, D.C. There are only government helicopters over Washington, D.C. You're not allowed to have news helicopters, private helicopters. You have a hospital helicopter here, MedStar, every now and then. But otherwise, it's government helicopters. And yesterday I heard a helicopter, and it had kind of a unique acoustic signature. And so I rolled down my car window. I was in traffic, and I stuck my head out the window. And overhead was the brand new incoming, not yet in use, presidential helicopter, the new Marine One helicopter flying overhead. It's a much bigger helicopter. It's a beautiful-looking helicopter. And I've seen it several times, or one of them. I've seen them several times flying over the city. But yesterday I saw the brand new Marine Corps presidential helicopter, not yet in use for flying the president and the vice president. Still in the final stages of development, but now can be seen flying over the city of Washington from time to time, and I saw it yesterday. It looks like, if you know your helicopters, it looks more like a CH-53 helicopter. It's a big helicopter than the current helicopter, which, as any school child can tell you, is a VH-3 Sea King, an H-3 with the VIP package, the VH-3 Sea King. But the new helicopter is much bigger, and it's really, really a cool helicopter. So that's probably boring to most people in America, but it's but it's kind of fun. Yeah, I got sandbagged, which is what the news media was saying immediately, and somebody fed him the joke because he's not a naturally funny guy. Pretty amazing. And then, of course, let's go to Katie Turd again anyway, because immediately the press wanted to assure you that he was just fine.
This just in, the president was speaking at the Air Force graduation. MSDNC. During the ceremony, he tripped and fell. Secret Service agents and an Air Force official came to the president's aid. You can see it right here. In a tweet, the White House communications director said the president is fine.
He's just fine. There's nothing wrong with him at all. And he doesn't need a cognitive test or anything like that. Sebastian Gorka, the great Sebastian Gorka, my great friend, tweeted out this morning the photograph of Biden laying down on the stage at the Air Force Academy with the New York Times headline over it. Trump's halting walk down ramp raises new health questions. That was the New York Times headline when President Trump walked cautiously down a sloped metal ramp that was wobbly, and it was raining, so it was wet, all right? So that, at the New York Times and beyond, raises new health questions. That was the narrative at the time, because they're not legitimate. news media people. MSDNC continued.
He fell onto the ground. He was picked up very quickly by a number of Secret Service agents and other folks that were on the stage. And then he walked on his own power to his seat for the rest of the ceremony. He then walked to the motorcade when they were leaving just behind me here as well. He was actually jogging to the motorcade.
He was actually jogging. And there were hurdles. There were high hurdles in between, say, the high hurdles. And then, interestingly, nobody knows why, there was a high bar there. And he did some giant circles and a dismount with one and a half with a twist. It was amazing. He's mightier than Chairman Mao. On CNN, they were doing the same thing with this guy named Phil Mattingly. His parents wanted him to be a baseball player.
Most of the event, almost the entirety of the event, went very much according to plan and tradition, except for that fall. The president, though, according to his team, they say he's fine, Jake.
It went to plan and tradition, except for the president falling flat on his face. And then, I got sandbagged. And then CNN brought on someone who's allegedly a medical doctor, but I need to see some proof. And he's like, hey, you know, gosh, people fall all the time. He's like a rock star.
Falls are really common, and they're especially common in the elderly. It's thought that about one out of every four people over the age of 65 will fall this year. So it's super common.
Everybody falls. When I say common, it's not just common, it's super common, like supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. In fact, you should think of him as more being like a famous guitar player.
I'll note that even more startling this week, Bruce Springsteen took a fall on stage, and he was on his back for quite a bit longer than the president today.
See, he was on his back for quite a bit longer. I watched the video when I heard him say that. I watched the Bruce Springsteen video. 73 years old, Bruce Springsteen. He looks like he's in tremendous shape. He's strong. He was running up on stage on this terraced approach to the stage with a guitar slung around his shoulder, and he kicked the edge of the stage, and he did fall down and roll over his guitar. But he did it very well. He honestly looks like he's in his 40s when it comes to his fitness and his fall. And then he found himself on his back, a little bit embarrassed. He turned it into a kind of a joke moment. And he got up and ran to the next terrace up, the next level up on the stage, grabbed the microphone and started singing. Not exactly the same, but on CNN they compare him to Bruce Springsteen because he fell down. And no calls for cognitive tests or questions about his health. No, and they brought in a doctor to do that. I think I know how he voted. CNN and MSDNC had a very different approach when President Trump walked cautiously down the ramp. Interestingly enough, at another military academy at West Point, the United States Military Academy at West Point.
President Trump is facing some new questions about his health after an unsteady walk down a ramp.
New questions about President Trump's health after his visit to West Point.
The event sparked some concerns about the president's own health.
It took him 10 minutes to walk down a ramp in this shuffle that alarmed a lot of people around the country. He says, what's wrong with the president of the United States?
Everything is a lie. If they're speaking, they're lying. And they're political liars. They get paid a great deal of money for these lies because the party likes their allies. You know, they got like LGBTQIAA. One of those A's is allies. And they have, I'm not sure what the other one is, but the maybe I don't want to know, but there it is. They're allies. You may remember also at the time in 2020, after President Trump walked cautiously for a few seconds, not 10 minutes, down a wet aluminum ramp at West Point because it was raining, Joe Biden attacked him.
Look at how he steps and look how I step. Watch how I run up ramps and he stumbles down ramps, okay? Come on.
Come on, man. Come on, man. So that's Joe Biden, and then he fell down another flight of stairs, and there was no flight of stairs anywhere nearby. I got sandbagged. Well, maybe you should look where you're going, Festus. Were it not for double standards, liberals would have no standards at all. Just amazing. Mm-mm-mm. President Trump was in Iowa last night. He did a town hall with Sean Hannity on the Fox News Channel, and he was asked about the Biden fall, and he was very gracious.
He's at the Air Force Academy. He actually fell down. Well, I hope he wasn't hurt. I hope he wasn't hurt. But the whole thing is crazy. You got to be careful about that. You got to be careful about that because you don't want that. Even if you have to tiptoe down a ramp, you got to.
So he made light of his own when he knows he was attacked across the entire media spectrum, and that calls for cognitive tests, which Joe Biden still has not been harangued into taking. And I'm sorry, that was before the Sean Hannity event. And then during the Sean Hannity event on Fox, it came up again.
It's sad. It's not, you know, it's they're representing, we are all representing the country. You become president and you're sort of not allowed to do that. But it's happened. It's happened and it's happened pretty badly. We won't go into it, but we all know the ones. And they count those acts, you know, they never forget. But that was a bad fall.
Yeah, President Trump was very gracious, very polite. And of course, the important part of this story is the double standard, the media handling of situation A, a cautious walk on a wet aluminum ramp for a few seconds versus actually falling into a well and having to be rescued by... Were it not for double standards, liberals would have no standards at all. Very long time ago, in 1996, Bob Dole was running for president. He was 73 years old. And he fell off a stage in Chico, California at a rally, and they said after a frail railing gave way, but he wasn't hurt. I just went over the top, Bob Dole joked, great World War II hero. And of course, the news media went after him as being too old, and they went after when he was 73, and they went after Ronald Reagan for being too old, and he was, when Ronald Reagan left after 8 years, he was younger than Joe Biden was the day that he was sworn in as president. Never mind that. And they say Donald Trump is too old and when he walks cautiously down a ramp. But Joe Biden falls down steps and up steps going to Air Force One. He falls on stage. And he's fine. And the news media tells us, well, people fall down all the time. Bruce Springsteen falls down. Let's go quickly to Donna calling from Frederick. Donna, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Well, hello there, Chris. It's a pleasure to not only hear your voice this morning, you always are a bright spot for the beginning of my morning, but, this particular topic is of great interest to me because I was reading posts yesterday that people put out about Biden falling, and it left me feeling sad and I don't know. It just didn't feel right, and I felt like President Trump, people need to take a page from his remarks. He handled it in a very compassionate way. And I think that's a way we need to go with this going forward. We need to take as the left always accuses us of not doing, we need to take the high road on this.
Well,
above the politics.
I'm with you, Donna, and I wish that were the country we live in. You know, the Democrats turned this into a nasty food fight long ago, sadly.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.